The Architecture of Belonging, a comprehensive analysis of indigenous North American ontologies, axiologies, and praxes for the good life. Executive Preface: The Indigenous Concept of Being. The investigation into Native American philosophies regarding life, purpose, and virtue requires a fundamental dismantling of Western ontological assumptions, where Eurocentric traditions often posit the individual as the primary unit of existence, operating within a linear timeline and viewing the natural world as a backdrop for human agency. Indigenous North American systems of thought overwhelmingly present a reality that is relational, circular, and animate. The search for the good life, articulated variously as Mino Bima Diziwin by the Anishinaabe, Hozho by the Diné, Navajo, or through the lens of Mitakuye Oyasin by the Lakota, is not a pursuit of individual accumulation, static happiness, or personal salvation. Rather, it is the dynamic, disciplined maintenance of balance within a vast web of reciprocal relationships that extends to the land, the ancestors, the unborn, and the non-human world. This report synthesizes distinct yet converging philosophical frameworks from the Anishinaabe, Lakota, Haudenosaunee, and Diné nations. It explores the metaphysical architecture of these worldviews, examining how cosmological principles translate into ethical virtues and daily practices. The objective is to distill these complex, culturally specific epistemologies into a rigorous analysis of living well, culminating in a structured, actionable manifest for contemporary application. The analysis posits that these ancient methodologies offer sophisticated mechanisms for psychological resilience, community cohesion, and ecological sustainability in the modern era. Part 1: The Metaphysical Substrate, Ontology. To understand indigenous virtues, one must first comprehend the indigenous reality. The ethical mandates described in this report are not arbitrary rules or social contracts. They are logical necessities derived from a specific understanding of how the universe functions. 1.1. The Web of Kinship, Mitakuye Oyasin and Radical Relationality. Central to the Lakota philosophy and echoed across almost all Native American cultures is the axiom Mitakuye Oyasin, translating roughly to all my relations, or we are all related. This concept serves as the foundational cornerstone of indigenous ontology. It asserts that the self does not exist in isolation. Existence is, by definition, relationship. This philosophy extends the definition of community far beyond the biological human family. It includes the standing people, trees, the stone people, rocks, the four-leggeds, and the winged ones. In this worldview, the universe is not a collection of objects, but a communion of subjects. Aristotle's hierarchy of souls, which places humans above animals and plants due to the faculty of reason, is challenged here by a horizontal egalitarianism. In the indigenous view, the red maple, the ant, and the human all possess distinct but valid souls and agency. The Lakota concept of Wotitakuye, kinship, emphasizes living in harmony not just with the Tiwahe, immediate family, or Teospaye, extended family, but with the entire cosmos. Second-order insight. The practical implication of Mitakuye Oyasin is a radical expansion of moral obligation. If the river is a relative rather than a resource, pollution becomes an act of violence against kin rather than a management error or an economic externality. This philosophy demands that every action be weighed against its impact on the collective web of life, dissolving the Western dichotomy between man and nature, and replacing it with a kinship model of ecology. The good life, therefore, is defined by the quality of one's relationships, not the quantity of one's possessions. 1.2. The circularity of time and existence. The medicine wheel. The geometry of Native American thought is the circle, in stark contrast to the linear progression of Western narratives that move from a beginning to an end. This is physically and metaphorically represented by the medicine wheel, or sacred hoop. This symbol codifies the cyclical nature of reality, the seasons, the stages of life, and the aspects of the self. The medicine wheel is a pedagogical and diagnostic tool used to understand the four states of being: the physical, the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual. Health, or mino bima diziwin, the good life, is not the absence of disease but the presence of balance across these four quadrants. If one focuses solely on intellectual growth, north, while neglecting emotional health, south, or physical vitality, east, the hoop is broken, and the individual falls out of rhythm with the cosmos. Table 1. The multidimensional attributes of the medicine wheel. Direction, life stage, element, aspect of self, associated virtue, power, implications for living. 1. East, birth, infancy, fire, sun. Physical, illumination, new beginnings, respect for the body as a vessel, waking with gratitude for the light. South, youth, earth, water, emotional, growth, passion, empathy, developing emotional intelligence, learning through trial and error, trusting one's feelings. West, adulthood, water, earth, spiritual, introspection, dream work, assessing the soul's journey, connecting to the Creator, accepting the shadow. North, elder, death, air, wind, mental, wisdom, synthesis, sharing knowledge, synthesizing life experience, preparing for the completion of the cycle. I dot. Note, directional attributions vary by tribe, e.g., Anishinaabe, Lakota, Cree. But the principle of quadripartite balance remains constant. Second order. Insight. The medicine wheel is not merely a model of balance. It's an assertion that the universe is constructed according to a fourfold symmetry mirrored in the four cardinal directions, the four seasons, the four races, and the four stages of life. This cosmic ordering principle suggests that health is alignment with the universe's inherent patterns. The practical application is profound. Every decision is evaluated not for its short-term benefit, but for its capacity to maintain or restore balance across all dimensions. For instance, a career choice that feeds intellectual growth but starves emotional connection is deemed incomplete and therefore unwise. 1.3. The Great Spirit and the Living Universe. To argue that indigenous worldviews are animistic is to reduce them to Western taxonomies. What we see is not primitive projection, but a sophisticated metaphysics, where consciousness is the substrate of reality, not its epiphenomenon. The Great Spirit, Wakantanka in Lakota, Geechee Manidu in Anishinaabe, is not a distant deity but the animating force that permeates all beings. Every entity, from the thunderstorm to the pebble, possesses spirit with varying degrees of power and agency. This results in a universe that is sentient and communicative. The river speaks through its flow, the eagle through its flight patterns, and the thunder through its voice. This living universe requires an ethics of attentiveness. To walk through the world is to move through a field of intelligence where every interaction carries moral weight. The Anishinaabe concept of Manidu, spirit or mystery, acknowledges that all beings carry a spark of the sacred, requiring humans to approach the world with humility and reverence. This is not superstition, but a sophisticated environmental ethic. If one assumes that the forest is alive and watching, one is less likely to clear-cut it for short-term profit. Second-order insight. The indigenous conception of spirit challenges the Western mind-body dualism and the relegation of consciousness to human neural networks. If consciousness is distributed throughout the universe, then the good life requires attunement to this field of intelligence. Practices like vision quests, sweat lodges, and plant medicine ceremonies are technologies for accessing this broader field of awareness, not escapes from reality, but deeper engagements with it. Part 2, Virtue Architecture, Axiology. Having established the metaphysical framework, a relational, cyclical, and animate universe, we now turn to the virtues that logically follow from this worldview. These are not moral suggestions, but survival imperatives for maintaining cosmic harmony. 2.1. The Seven Grandfather Teachings, Anishinaabe Virtue Ethics. The Anishinaabe people codify their ethical system through the seven grandfather teachings, each associated with a specific animal that embodies the virtue. These are not abstract principles but living practices. Table 2, The Seven Grandfather Teachings, Anishinaabe. Virtue, Ojibwe, English translation, animal teacher, praxis, pathology, when absent. Nibwakawin, wisdom, beaver, use knowledge for community building, not personal gain. Intellectual arrogance, knowledge hoarding. Zayagiadiwin, love, eagle, unconditional care for all relations. Emotional numbness, isolation. Mina Adendamowin, respect, buffalo, honor the inherent worth of all beings, exploitation, domination. Akodeewin, bravery, bear, face challenges with integrity, cowardice, moral compromise. Guayaquadiziwin, honesty, sabi, Sasquatch, speak and live your truth, self-deception, social masks. Dabadendiziwin, humility, wolf, know your place in the web, narcissism, ego inflation. Debwiwin, truth, turtle, align with natural law, living in illusion. Denial, second order. Insight, these virtues form an interlocking system rather than independent values. Wisdom without humility becomes manipulation. Bravery without love becomes violence. The animal teachers are not arbitrary symbols, but carefully chosen based on observed behaviors in nature. The beaver's industriousness serves the entire pond ecosystem, not just itself, thus modeling wisdom in service. The turtle carries its home, suggesting that truth is not an external acquisition, but an internal foundation. 2.2, The Lakota Values, Warriors of Balance. The Lakota articulate their virtue system through values that emphasize the warrior tradition, not as aggression, but as disciplined service to the people. Oyate. Core Lakota values, Wakantognyaka, generosity. The highest virtue, measured not by what one accumulates, but by what one gives away. The giveaway ceremony, Wopila, institutionalizes this, where families honor someone by giving away their possessions. Wawachintanka, patience, perseverance. The capacity to endure suffering without losing one's center, exemplified in the sun dance where dancers pierce their flesh as an offering. Kante Ognyake, to be genuine, to place the heart. Radical authenticity, speaking and acting from one's true nature rather than social expectations. Iupiwin, dependability, being someone the tribe can count on. Reliability as sacred duty. Waksape, wisdom. Not intellectual knowledge, but lived understanding gained through experience and ceremony. Wawahwala, humility. recognizing oneself as one thread in the web, neither more nor less important than others. Wohitika, bravery, courage, the willingness to sacrifice for the people, to face danger for collective well-being. Second order insight. The Lakota values directly counter the individualistic virtues of late capitalism. Where modern society celebrates personal accumulation, the self-made millionaire, the Lakota measure worth by distribution. The poorest member of the tribe might be the most honored if they consistently share what little they have. This is not naive altruism, but sophisticated social technology. In a harsh environment, survival depends on mutual aid networks, not individual stockpiles. 2.3 Hojo, the Diné philosophy of dynamic beauty. The Diné Navajo concept of Hojo is often mistranslated as beauty, but more accurately means harmony, balance, or walking in beauty. It represents the ideal state of existence where all elements, thought, emotion, action, and spirit move in synchronized rhythm. Hojo is both a state to be achieved and a practice to be maintained. The famous Navajo prayer ends with, "In beauty I walk, with beauty before me, with beauty behind me, with beauty above me, with beauty below me, with beauty all around me, in beauty it is finished." This is not aesthetic appreciation, but a declaration of cosmic alignment. Four dimensions of Hojo, mental Hojo, thoughts aligned with natural patterns, emotional Hojo, feelings in balance, neither suppressed nor indulged, physical Hojo, body in harmony with environment, spiritual Hojo, connection to the sacred maintained, second order. Insight. Hojo reveals virtue not as a fixed state but as dynamic equilibrium, like riding a bicycle. One is constantly making micro-adjustments to maintain balance. This challenges Western notions of virtue as character traits to be acquired and held. Instead, virtue is a practice of continuous recalibration in response to changing conditions. 2.4. The Seventh Generation Principle, Haudenosaunee Temporal Ethics. The Haudenosaunee Iroquois Confederacy encode intergenerational responsibility through the Seventh Generation Principle. Every decision must consider its impact on the seventh generation to come, approximately 140 years in the future. This is not a metaphor, but a literal decision-making criterion used in council deliberations. Practical implications. Economic decisions. Will this trade deal benefit or harm those 140 years from now? Environmental policy. Will this land use sustain seven generations? Social structures. Will this law create justice for the unborn? Second order insight. This principle creates what economists would call an infinite game rather than a finite one. When success is measured across centuries rather than quarters, entirely different strategies emerge. Short-term profit that depletes resources becomes irrational. The seventh generation principle is thus a technology for escaping the tragedy of the commons by expanding the definition of self-interest to include one's descendants. Part 3. Technologies of Virtue, Praxis. The transition from theory to embodiment requires specific practices, technologies that encode virtue into daily life and communal rhythm. 3.1. Deep Listening and Council Process. Indigenous decision-making processes embody a radical form of democracy that prioritizes consensus over majority rule. The talking circle, where a talking stick passes clockwise and each person speaks without interruption, is a technology for collective intelligence. Principles of council speak from the heart, personal truth over rhetoric. Listen from the heart, receptive attention without judgment. Be lean of expression, Say only what serves. Spontaneity. Speak when moved, not from prepared remarks. The Anishinaabe practice of Bizendamoin, deep listening, extends beyond human dialogue to include listening to the land, the seasons, and the ancestors. This is cultivated through extended periods of silence in nature, where one learns to distinguish between the chatter of the ego and the communications of the living world. Second order insight. The council process is a technology for preventing the concentration of power and the silencing of minority voices. By requiring consensus, it forces the group to continue dialogue until a solution emerges that everyone can live with. This is inefficient by modern standards, but prevents the accumulation of resentment that leads to social fracture. 3.2 Ceremony as Reality Maintenance. Ceremony in indigenous contexts is not symbolic theater, but a technology for maintaining cosmic order. The Lakota Sun Dance, the Anishinaabe Midewiwin ceremonies, and the Haudenosaunee Longhouse ceremonies are mechanisms for renewal, resetting relationships that have fallen out of balance, gratitude, acknowledging the gifts of existence, sacrifice, offering energy back to the cosmos, vision, accessing guidance from the larger intelligence. The sun dance exemplifies this. Dancers pierce their chest or back, attaching themselves to a central tree via leather thongs, then dance until the skin tears free. This is not masochism, but a technology for transcending ego boundaries and accessing collective consciousness. The pain breaks down the illusion of separation, creating a direct experience of mitakuye o yasin. Second order insight. Regular ceremony creates what systems theorists would call a negative feedback loop, constantly correcting deviations from balance before they become pathological. Modern society's abandonment of regular ceremonial practice may explain the accumulation of social and psychological dysfunction. Without regular reality maintenance, small imbalances compound into systemic crisis. 3.3 The Honorable Harvest. Robin Wall Kimmerer, a botanist and member of the citizen Potawatomi Nation, articulates the indigenous practice of the Honorable Harvest, a set of principles governing human interaction with the natural world. Principles of the Honorable Harvest. Never take the first or last of anything. Ask permission before taking. Listen for the answer. Take only what you need. Use everything you take. Minimize harm. Be grateful. Give back to the earth. Share with others. This is applied whether gathering medicinal plants, hunting, or even collecting stones. It transforms extraction into exchange, maintaining the reciprocal relationship with the living world. Second order insight. The Honorable Harvest is a practical algorithm for sustainability. By never taking the first, allowing the strongest to seed, or the last, preserving genetic diversity, it ensures regeneration. By requiring gratitude and reciprocity, it prevents the psychological dissociation that enables ecological destruction. This is biomimicry at its most sophisticated, not copying nature's forms, but its principles of reciprocal exchange. 3.4 Restorative Justice, Healing Over Punishment. Indigenous justice systems focus on healing the tear in the social fabric rather than punishing the offender. When harm occurs, the question is not what punishment fits the crime, but what will restore balance to all affected parties. Process elements, truth-telling circles. Offender shares their story. Impact circles, victims and community express harm experienced. Healing circles, collective process to identify restoration actions, reintegration ceremonies, welcoming the offender back after amends. This process addresses the root causes of harmful behavior, trauma, disconnection, unmet needs, rather than simply containing or punishing symptoms. The goal is to strengthen community bonds, not sever them through incarceration. Second order, insight. Restorative justice recognizes crime as a symptom of broken relationships rather than individual evil. By addressing the systemic conditions that produce harm, it prevents recidivism more effectively than punitive systems. The focus on healing rather than punishment also prevents the cycles of intergenerational trauma that punitive justice perpetuates. Part 4. The Manifest for Contemporary Application. Having analyzed the metaphysical foundations, virtue architectures, and practical technologies of indigenous North American wisdom traditions, we now synthesize these insights into an actionable framework for contemporary life. This is not cultural appropriation, but cultural translation, identifying universal principles that can be adapted to modern contexts while respecting their origins. 4.1 Morning Practice, Activating the Day. The Four Directions Greeting, 10 minutes. Begin each day by acknowledging your place in the web of relations. Face east. I greet this new day and the opportunity for renewal. I acknowledge the sun that feeds all life. Face south. I honor my emotions as valid messengers. I commit to feeling fully today. Face west. I acknowledge the mysteries I cannot understand. I release control. Face north. I thank my ancestors and elders for their wisdom. I commit to learning today. Touch the earth. I acknowledge my connection to this land and all its inhabitants. Reach to sky. I acknowledge my connection to the cosmos and my place in the larger story. Hand to heart. I commit to walking in balance today, serving both myself and my relations. 4.2. Decision-Making Framework, The Seven-Generation Filter. Before making significant decisions, run them through this evaluative process. Questions to ask. Immediate impact. How does this affect my immediate family and community? 3-year impact. What patterns does this decision establish? 20-year impact. How will this affect the next generation? 7th generation impact. Will those 140 years from now thank or curse me for this choice? Web analysis. Who are all the relatives, human and non-human, affected? Balance check. Does this maintain or restore balance across the four dimensions? Physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, reciprocity. Audit. What am I giving back for what I'm taking? 4.3 Conflict Resolution, The Counsel Way. When conflict arises, implement counsel process. Structure. Create sacred space. Acknowledge that this conversation matters. Establish intentions. Each person states their hope for resolution. First round. Each person shares their experience without interruption, 3 to 5 minutes each. Second round. Each person reflects back what they heard from others. Third round. Each person shares what they need to move forward. Fourth round, collective brainstorming of solutions. Consensus building. Continue until all can live with the solution. Closing. Acknowledge the work done and commit to the agreement. 4.4 Weekly Practice, The Personal Medicine Wheel. Sunday evening assessment, 30 minutes. Create a physical or mental medicine wheel to evaluate your week. East, physical. How did I care for my body? Did I honor it as sacred? South, emotional. Did I allow myself to feel fully? Did I honor others' emotions? West, spiritual. Did I connect with something larger than myself? Did I make time for mystery? North, mental. What did I learn? Did I share knowledge generously? Center, where am I out of balance? What needs attention in the coming week? 4.5 monthly practice, the giveaway. Once per month, practice radical generosity. Options, material giveaway. Give away something you value to someone who needs it more. Time, giveaway. Dedicate a full day to serving others without expectation. Knowledge, giveaway. Teach someone a skill freely. Attention, giveaway. Practice deep listening with someone who needs to be heard. 4.6 Seasonal Practice, Ceremony of Renewal. At each seasonal transition, perform a ceremony of renewal, structure, gratitude. Round. List everything the past season gave you. Release. Round. Identify what no longer serves and symbolically release it. Intention round. Set intentions aligned with the coming season's energy. Offering. Make an offering to the land, water, seeds, or song. 4.7 Annual Practice, the Vision Quest. Once per year, undertake a modified vision quest. Modern adaptation. Preparation. 1 month. Clarify your question or intention. Purification. 1 week. Simplify diet. Reduce media. Increase meditation. Threshold. 1 to 3 days. Solo time in nature with minimal supplies. Integration. 1 month. Work with a mentor, counselor, to integrate insights. Give back. Share your learning with the community. 4.8 Daily Virtue Practices. Morning question. How can I be generous today? Wakantonyaka. Midday. Check in. Am I speaking my truth? Kante Ognyake. Evening reflection. Did I listen deeply today? Bizindamoen. Before sleep. What am I grateful for? Miigwech. 4.9 Community Building. Creating your Teospe. Modern life often lacks the extended family networks, Teospe, that indigenous cultures maintain. Consciously build your chosen family. Steps. Identify your circle. Who are the 10 to 15 people you're in deep relationship with? Regular gathering. Meet monthly for council, celebration, or ceremony. Mutual aid agreement. Establish how you'll support each other in crisis. Shared rituals. Create ceremonies that mark important transitions. Conflict resolution protocol. Agree on how to handle disputes. Service projects. Regularly serve the larger community together. 4.10 Walking in Beauty, the Daily Path. Transform your daily walk into a practice of Hazo, the Beauty Way Walk. Begin with gratitude, thank the earth for supporting your steps. Mindful steps, feel each foot's connection to the ground. Acknowledgement, silently greet each being you encounter, trees, birds, people. Beauty seeking. Notice 3 beautiful things. Balance check. Am I walking in harmony with my surroundings? Closing. In beauty I walk, with beauty all around me. Part 5. Integration and Transformation. 5.1. The Spiral Path, Understanding Nonlinear Progress. Western personal development often assumes linear progress, each day better than the last. Indigenous wisdom recognizes the spiral path. We circle back to the same lessons at deeper levels. This isn't failure, but the natural pattern of growth. practical application. When old patterns resurface, ask, what deeper layer am I now ready to heal? Track patterns across years, noticing how similar challenges appear in new forms. Celebrate the spiral, recognizing that each return brings deeper understanding. 5.2. The Shadow as Teacher. Unlike Western traditions that often demonize the shadow, indigenous wisdom sees it as a teacher. The Lakota concept of the Heyoka, sacred clown, embodies this, one who does things backwards to reveal hidden truths. Shadow work practice. Identify triggers. What behaviors in others most irritate you? Find the mirror. How does this reflect your own disowned aspects? Dialogue. Have a conversation with this shadow aspect. Integration. Find healthy expression for this energy. Gratitude. Thank the shadow for its teaching. 5.3. Death as Advisor. Many indigenous traditions encourage maintaining awareness of death, not morbidly, but as a wise advisor. The Yaqui concept of death as an advisor, popularized by Carlos Castaneda, keeps one focused on what truly matters. Death as Advisor practice. Each morning, acknowledge, today might be my last day. Before important decisions, ask, if I had 1 year to live, what would I choose? Regularly update your death bundle, what you want to leave behind. Practice small deaths, letting go of identities, relationships, or beliefs that no longer serve. 5.4. The Technology of Story. Indigenous cultures recognize story as a technology for encoding and transmitting wisdom. Personal narrative shapes reality. Story. Practice. Identify your core. Story. What story do you tell about your life? Examine its impact. How does this story limit or empower you? Reframe from wisdom. Retell your story from the perspective of your challenges as teachings. Share your medicine. Share your story in service to others' healing. Listen for the larger story. How does your story fit into the larger human and cosmic story? Part 6. Collective Transformation. 6.1. From Hierarchy to Circle. Indigenous governance models offer alternatives to hierarchical power structures. The circle, where all voices are equal, provides a template for organizational transformation. Implementing circle governance, regular councils, replace top-down meetings with talking circles. Rotating leadership. Different people facilitate based on their gifts. Consensus building. Prioritize agreement over efficiency. Elder wisdom. Create formal roles for organizational elders. Youth voice. Ensure the next generation has input. 6.2. Economic reciprocity. Beyond capitalism and socialism. Indigenous economics operates on reciprocity rather than accumulation. The Pacific Northwest Potlatch, the Lakota Giveaway, and other gift economies offer models beyond capitalism versus socialism. Reciprocal economy practices, gift circles, regular gatherings where people share needs and offerings. Time banking, exchange hours of service rather than money. Community supported, everything, extend the CSA model beyond agriculture. Mutual aid networks, formal agreements for collective support, sacred economics. Consider the true cost, 7 generations of all transactions. 6.3. Ecological Reconciliation. Healing our relationship with the land requires moving from ownership to partnership. Land relationship practices. Land acknowledgement. Begin gatherings by acknowledging indigenous territory. Phenology wheels track seasonal changes in your bioregion. Sit spots maintain a regular place in nature for observation. Restoration projects actively heal damaged ecosystems. Indigenous partnership support indigenous land reclamation and sovereignty. 6.4 Educational Revolution, Whole Human Learning. Indigenous education develops the whole human across four dimensions, not just the intellect. Holistic education elements, place-based learning. Curriculum rooted in local ecology and history. Mentorship models, elders teaching youth through relationship, ceremony and ritual, marking educational transitions. Vision quests, helping youth discover their unique medicine. Council process, students participating in school governance. Conclusion, the return. The indigenous wisdom traditions of North America offer not a retreat to the past, but a blueprint for a viable future. Their technologies of relationship, balance, and reciprocity address the root causes of modern crises: ecological collapse, social fragmentation, psychological suffering, and spiritual emptiness. The good life, in indigenous terms, is not a destination, but a practice. The daily discipline of maintaining right relationship with all our relations. It requires dismantling the myth of the separate self and recognizing our fundamental interdependence. It demands that we evaluate success not by what we accumulate, but by what we contribute to the whole. The practices outlined in this manifest are not prescriptions, but invitations. Each person must find their own way of walking in beauty, guided by the universal principles, but expressed through their unique gifts and circumstances. The medicine wheel reminds us that we need all directions, all peoples, all perspectives to maintain the sacred hoop of life. As we face the mounting crises of the 21st century, indigenous wisdom offers more than solutions. It offers a completely different way of defining the problem. The issue is not how to sustain economic growth, but how to sustain the web of life. The question is not how to achieve personal success, but how to contribute to collective thriving. The challenge is not to conquer nature, but to remember that we are nature. The Lakota phrase Mitakuye Oyasin, all my relations, is both a greeting and a philosophy, a prayer and a practice. It reminds us that our well-being is inseparable from the well-being of all beings. In remembering this fundamental truth and implementing its implications, we find not only the path to the good life, but the path to life itself. The journey from separation to connection, from accumulation to reciprocity, from domination to partnership is not easy. It requires releasing much of what modern culture teaches us to value. But in this release, we find a different kind of wealth. The wealth of belonging, the wealth of purpose, the wealth of living in harmony with the great web of being. This is the medicine the world needs now, the remembering that we belong to each other and to the earth. The practices in this manifest are seeds. Plant them, tend them, and watch as they grow into a forest of renewed relationship, a garden of reconnection, a prairie of restored balance. The ancestors knew the good life is not about having more, but about being more fully ourselves in service to the whole. It is about walking in beauty, with beauty before us, behind us, above us, below us, and all around us. It is about recognizing that in healing ourselves, we heal our ancestors and our descendants. It is about understanding that the personal is ecological, the political is spiritual, and everything is related. In beauty may we walk.